And this is what the Bible says, that poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. We've all been guilty of being rebellious. I totally get it. You know, you guys disobey your parents. But you know what blows my mind is when the pastor clearly teaches something from the Word of God, he proves it very clearly from the Word of God. And sure enough, that same day, you know, people are just not hearkening unto it at all. You know, perfect example recently is just as a pastor was preaching on suffering, how suffering is a good thing, and not to be a spoiled brat, not to waste food, not to waste anything, you know. Some people probably took heart to that. I know I did. That same night, my kids are like, oh, I'm not hungry. I can't eat this or whatever. My wife didn't even think twice about it. She's like, okay, we'll put it in the fridge and you'll eat it the next day. I'm thinking, great. That's a great lesson. What pastor taught us, I'm going to take that. I'm going to teach it to my kids. I think that's a great idea to do. Who agrees with that? Amen. You know, if your kid doesn't want to finish the food, it makes sense to me to put it in the fridge, give it to them the next day. Doesn't that make perfect sense? Yes, you know, and tell the kids, don't waste your food. Don't waste anything. It costs money, right?
Right.
And then sure enough, I'm cleaning the building, and this is what I find. You know what I'm saying? You're like, Brother Segura, did you really save those from Sunday night? Heck yeah, I'm not about to give up the perfect opportunity for a perfect illustration and teach the kids something. Because the Bible says, if you teach these kids to break one of the least commandments, you'll be least in the kingdom of heaven. But if you teach them to obey one of the least commandments, you'll be the greatest. And I'm about to be one of the greatest in heaven. Kids, clean up after yourselves. Even if your parents don't. Okay? And I could feel sorry for Pastor because he was trying to eat this cold, half-eaten burger. You know, I could feel sorry for him. I'm like, man, 3 hours, I feel bad for you. That's horrible. You know, I'm trying to finish that burger that's dry now. You know, it doesn't taste that good, so when it's fresh out of McDonald's. You know, but come on, this is vitamin water and Gatorade. That's our vitamin water and Gatorade. You know, this stuff is expensive. The church buys it, yes, but it doesn't give you the right to throw it away. Who agrees with that?
Amen.
Amen. I mean, I'll finish their job for them right now, seriously.
Amen. Amen.
I'll finish this. You're like, what in the world? What in the world? I can't believe you did that. I can't believe God caused people to get circumcised. You know, I can't believe God caused people to eat dung. I can't believe that God punishes people so bad they have to eat their own children. Who knows what I'm talking about?
Amen.
Who read that in the Bible?
Amen.
I hope this is the least I have to do. But I'm just getting ready for worse, all right? I'll do both, darn it! And these were separate parts of the church, all right? The front and the back. So these are two separate people, two separate individuals. Why did they do that? Because I don't want to listen to the pastor, you know? I'm mad at him. These were my kids. Then pick up after your kids. You know? I know I'm the janitor, but that's not really why I'm mad.
So you really mad at me?
It's like, no. I can tell you I love everybody from Faith Forward Baptist Church. But even Moses loved his people, and he kept God from wiping them all out and making a nation out of him alone. You know, but when he got back and saw the golden calf, he wasn't happy, was he?
Amen.
I bet you he loved those people. So the first thing that will cause you kids to be in the poorhouse that I want to bring up is fornication. Second thing is being disobedient, not obeying the voice of your teacher. That includes your pastor.